This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. There's data and then there's real life. And that's why we have our series, My Economy. In today's installment, we hear from one engineer hoping to make her industry more inclusive for Muslim women.
I'm Amina Shafiq, and I'm a senior water quality advisor for a company called Severn Trent Water, based in the Midlands region of the UK. When I joined Severn Trent, I was so welcomed here. But just because I feel like I fit in doesn't mean that I'm not still a minority. So in my team, I'm the only one who wears a headscarf, and I'm the only Muslim in the team. So I think that's what made me think initially, like, if I was to pursue a career in engineering, going out to site and doing that manual sort of operational work, how far can I get? In the last few months, I've been working on a side project to my day-to-day job, which has involved me designing and rolling out a PPE-specific headscarf. So that idea initially came around because when I was out on site, I was finding that I was adjusting my PPE. So normally we have like a high-vis jacket, a helmet, some safety boots, gloves and safety specs. My normal style of headscarf has quite a lot of loose material when I wrap it around my head, and it also means that the helmet doesn't fit as snug. So I took inspiration from like an athletic headscarf that had more of a snug fit, and I kind of took that idea forward to people higher up in the company, and then it was rolled out and put into the catalogue, and we now have a PPE headscarf. It's gotten a lot of recognition from other water companies, other engineering industries, and I hope it positively affects people's thinking, especially Muslim women who may have wanted to pursue an operational role but probably felt like they couldn't because the industry is not for them. Just because you follow a certain religion doesn't mean that your safety should be compromised. So that's the message that I want to send out.
That was Amina Shafiq. And thanks to our friends over at the BBC for that story. By the way, here in the U.S., according to the census, as of 2019, women held just 15% of engineering jobs. We want to know what's going on in your economy. You can let us know at marketplace.org/myeconomy.